Join the conversation on radio, online and mobile. You're with NITV Radio.
Last year was the 50th anniversary of the Medical History Museum, and we were formed with money from the Wellcome Institute. It's based in London. They're a large research institute formed by a bequest by Henry Wellcome, who came from Canada to England. He was a snake oil salesman, basically, and he formed a drug company and made a fortune and got knighted and honoured. So it's reverse of what often happens. But what is interesting about his bequest, it's now the largest private research source of funds in the world at $33 billion is what it's worth. He also believed in the importance of history. And so in our collection, we've got over 6,000 objects, and they tell very well the story of Western medicine. And so what we thought was important to mark our 50th anniversary was, in fact, to encompass what had not been included in our collection before, that 65,000 years of healing practice that existed in Australia before the introduction of European medicine. So what we did is we changed our collections policy to include art and material that related to Australian Indigenous health care. This exhibition has come out of that policy change because what we wanted to do was to emphasise the currency of our Australian Indigenous healing practice by showing it through contemporary art, because it shows the currency of these traditions. And we went about commissioning works from throughout Australia that would give us that overview, that story of bush medicine and healing throughout the rich and diverse cultural group.
A lot of the Western medicine is based on some form of plant matter, or a lot of the old medicines and the plants have been used to develop Western medicine, so it obviously makes sense to take it back to the source. I mean, we've seen a history of colonisation where a lot of the medicines were taken off people and people are now reviving them. Some families never stopped using them. Some families never got to learn what their remedies are. So, yeah, this is an interesting concept, particularly in a medical history space, I guess.
And that's exactly right. It's not as if when those European settlers arrived that they didn't notice things that were happening. I think they appropriated and didn't give credit in lots of cases and didn't acknowledge that. And I think it's been interesting that there hasn't been that focus on the continual traditions here, you know, the longest continuous healing practice on the planet. So we're very excited about this exhibition because of the extraordinary material that individual artists and communities have chosen to share with us.
I just wanted to talk to you about, you're using the premise of chukapa, which is an Anangu word, and obviously it's a lot to do with spirit and dream. And how were you able to use that word? Did you have to gain permission from Anangu people to use it?
So all the works that we've collected and all the material that's in the catalogue, we've gone through that process of talking to individual artists or to art centres or to communities. So that's all been done. And so that use of the word chukapa was, in fact, as you know, recognition of the spiritual connection that comes with healing practice. And it's also the word for law, many variations on that, and there are many different words in different Australian Indigenous languages for that concept. So this has all been done in full consultation with the various communities.
Well, obviously the plants and land have their own spirit, and the story is taught through this exhibition. Who are the artists?
So we've got 46 artists in the exhibition. Some are represented by one or two works. And in the catalogue, we've got 15 authors. So we've got lots of really interesting material. So to start with, Trina Hamm has done a beautiful triptych of women collecting bush medicine along the Murray, and she's used those images to really emphasise the spiritual side and the longevity of the collection of bush medicine. She's also produced a bush medicine kit that is shaped like a box, and it's got lots of different ingredients in it, a beautiful contemporary artwork that again talks about the ongoing traditions in relation to different healing practice, the spiritual side as well as the actual bush medicines themselves. So it's a stunning contemporary artwork which we've put on the cover of the catalogue. On the front cover of the catalogue, which is by Malkin Wipanda, and she comes from an area near Yirrkala, and she's been documenting for her children and grandchildren the bush medicine and the good food, good bush food to eat through contemporary artwork. There was a major exhibition of her work just recently at the National Museum, and we've been lucky enough to secure two works by her to be in the exhibition. And these are works on paper. So here we have Trina Ham's work, which was this superb triptych made out of some of the Murray River sand and other materials. And we have works on paper made with printmakers by Malkin. That's just one contrast. We also commissioned Hermannsburg Pot from the Hermannsburg Potters by Judith Inkamala. They've been working in clay since the 1990s. They produce pots that have the beautiful landscape of the area and a figurine on the top. The top of this pot is a Nankari, a senior woman healer, preparing medicine. And on the beautiful curved body of the pot, you have images of collecting medicinal items from the bush and how that's prepared. And Judith has also shared with us the singing over the medicine and the actual ceremony and ritual that's associated with the preparation of the bush medicine. We actually asked the artists how they would like to express and show their bush medicine and healing practice. So we left it open to the artists to select what they shared with us.
Jackie, thank you so much for your time today and joining the program. And I look forward to checking out the exhibition. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.